This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Authorities in Ecuador say a suspect in Wednesday's shooting death of presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio has died after a shootout with police. Villavicencio was assassinated after a campaign rally in the capital, Quito. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
The killing comes amid a startling wave of violent killings on the rise. He was 59 years old, candidate for the Build Ecuador movement, one of eight presidential candidates for the late August election. He was one of the most critical voices against corruption, especially during the government of former President Rafael Carrera. In 2007 to 2017, he filed many judicial complaints against high-ranking members of that government. In Washington, Scott Walterman, VOA News.
Reuters is reporting that six people have been arrested so far in connection with Villavicencio's assassination, citing Ecuador's attorney general. President Guillermo Lasso blamed organized crime for the murder in a post on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. Six people are dead and more than 270 structures have been damaged or destroyed by wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. Richard Bisson Jr., the mayor of the county of Maui, says at least two dozen others were injured and several more people have been evacuated from the island. Mayor Bisson described the devastation sustained by the historic tourist community of Lahaina.
Our west side of our island, Lahaina area, was cut off. Only one road was able to be traveled in and out. Power was out to 2,628 Mahiko's customers. There was no power at our hotels or even at the shelters that we opened out on that side.
The fires continued to burn Wednesday afternoon, fueled by strong winds from Hurricane Dora as it passed well south of the Hawaiian Islands. This is VOA News. A man in the western U.S. state of Utah suspected of threatening President Joe Biden was killed by law enforcement officials trying to serve a search warrant at his home. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports from Washington.
Authorities said FBI special agents shot and killed the man just before sunrise Wednesday, hours before President Biden was expected to land in the state of Utah. Craig DeLue Robertson of Provo, south of Salt Lake City, posted online Monday he had heard Biden was coming to Utah and he was planning to dig out a camouflage suit and, quote, clean the dust off the M24 sniper rifle, according to the FBI. In another post, Robertson refers to himself as a MAGA Trumper, a reference to former President Donald Trump's Make America Great Again slogan. Robertson was also accused of threatening attorneys involved in prosecuting Trump. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Italy has approved a one-off 40% tax on profits banks reap from higher interest rates and plans to use the proceeds to help mortgage holders in a move that sent banking shares plunging. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Just in 2023, the levy will be imposed on banks' earnings from lending. Official sources say Rome expects to raise 3 billion euros, or about $3.3 billion. However, some analysts say the figure could be much higher. Analysts at Citi say the new tax could wipe a fifth off Italian banks' net income for the year. Rome's move came as something of a surprise after ministers had appeared too cool on the idea of a windfall levy. Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini said banks had reaped the benefits of higher interest rates on lending while offering little extra interest to current account holders.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Guitarist Robbie Robertson of the legendary rock group The Band has died at the age of 80. Here's AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta.
Robbie Robertson was a high school dropout who joined the band The Hawks, supporting rockabilly star Ronnie Hawkins, which turned into The Band supporting Bob Dylan. The band forged their own sound with songs like Up on Cripple Creek, The Wait, and The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Robertson said in a 2019 AP interview he was still proud of the band's self-titled album.
Nobody was doing anything like this. Nobody was writing songs like that. Nobody was making music that sounded like that.
Robertson later did soundtrack work for The Color of Money, The King of Comedy, and The Departed. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.